Hola, mommies and poppies. It's your girl, Jaylana Stivette. And I want to thank you for tuning in to another episode of Naughty Tales. Yes, it's that time again for me to tuck you in with a sweet, sexy story that I know you're gonna enjoy. So, tonight, lay back and relax as I take you on a trip to Magic City. Tonight's episode is a little excerpt from my book, Almost Happy, The Chronicles of Tabby. So let Tabby take you on a journey as her and her young lover take a trip to Magic City. And if you like what you heard, go ahead and purchase the book. It's available on Amazon, Barnes & Noble, and everywhere books are sold. Almost Happy, The Chronicles of Tabby, and is soon to be on audio, narrated by none other than E. Kane, who just happens to have narrated over 60 best-selling African-American books. That's a plug there. So why don't we get into the church announcements? You can follow me on social media. On Instagram at Jaylana underscore Stivette. I'm also on Facebook at Jaylana Stivette the author. Go ahead and follow my page there and follow me on Facebook at Jaylana Stivette. I'm also on YouTube under Naughty Tales and Everything Erotica. And on TikTok at J-J-A-Y Stivette. And I'm also on Twitter, which I barely use, but I'm also there at JStivette. There's also a link in my Twitter page for my subscription page if you want to subscribe. But anywho, now that we've got all of the pleasantries out of the way, let's dive right into our story, Magic City, after a short segment from our sponsor. I'll be back, sexy kittens, with another episode of Naughty Tales. After dinner, Jaquan was not finished.
Okay, baby. For the next part of our night together, I need your help with this Tabby.
My help? Okay. You know I'm a team player, so how can I help?
For the first part of our date, you have two options to choose from, but you won't know the option is beforehand, and you won't know where we're going until we get there. Are you down?
Kind of like love's journey, I thought. I said, since you keep it spontaneous, I'm down.
Okay, so choose option A or option B.
And what is option A again?
Tabby, what did I just say?
I know. I was just seeing if you would give away anything. Okay, option A. So what is it?
Like I said, you won't know until we get there. But know that no matter what option you choose, we're going to end the night in the hotel room fucking our brains out.
I smiled and said, well, I definitely like the sound of that. Lead the way, sir. I would say you could blindfold me, but since I don't know my way around the city anyway, it doesn't matter. We both laughed and Jaquan drove to our next destination. When we got there, I was pleasantly surprised. I looked up at the words on the building and understood.
Magic City, the baddest strip club in Atlanta and a staple of entertainment. How could we visit Atlanta without partaking in Magic City? Immediately, Boo Boo Kitty got a little wet. I looked at Jaquan. What else was he up to? We sat in the rental and decided to smoke before we went in. As we puffed and passed, he said, I hope you don't mind, but I got us something a little extra. Extra? I thought that since we was living it up, we could try something other than weed together. Jaquan, I don't think that's a good idea. I've never done cocaine, and I'm sure not about to start that shit. Cocaine? Whoa, slow down, baby. Who said anything about powder? I would never even think about going down that road. You kidding me, right? You're showing your age, baby. Okay. As long as it's not cocaine, I'm good. Well, I was thinking more like a hit of X. I smiled. I knew exactly what he meant. Ecstasy. It reminded me of my night in L.A. with Samson and Pretty Red. I smiled again and agreed to go with the flow. We smoked the rest of the blunt, took a hit of ecstasy, and proceeded to enter the club. From the outside of the building, there wasn't much pizzazz. Just a white building with a sign proclaiming its name. This is it? I thought. Even the sign was nothing to look at. I wonder what the big deal was. The only thing significant about the place from the outside was the line of patrons waiting to get in. A very long line of patrons, to be exact. What was on the other side of this building that had everyone willing to brave the elements on a daily basis to get in? Oh, I had just heard stories about this place. And from what I heard, some come just to get a glimpse of the celebrities that come through this place daily. I thought to myself, although I was sure that it would be, this soul better be worth it. I was not accustomed to standing in long lines as of late. Jaquan grabbed me close to him in the line. Now that was making it worth it. I swear, there is nothing like a man who loves public displays of affection. A complete turn on. Being with him made the time go by in that line like it wasn't even an inconvenience. Or maybe it was the ecstasy. I couldn't tell. But when we finally stepped in the building, I was enamored by the energy in the room. The stories I heard about Magic City did not do justice to being in the experience of it all. What happens when you try to turn a fuckboy into a boyfriend? Almost Happy, The Chronicles of Tabby. As Tabby takes a ride on the back of her young hottie's motorcycle, little did she know that she was in for the ride of her life. Love's journey with Jaquan was full of surprises, highs and lows. Tabby tells her story of love's journey and how a love so simple turns into something so complex. Love's journey turns into love's lesson. And Tabby comes face to face with the person most in control of her happiness. Tabby. Almost Happy tells a tale of love, romance, and erotica in an urban fashion. What happens when you turn a fuckboy into a boyfriend? Tabby's tale takes a look into love, sex, and conflict with the bad boy as she finally struggles to be happy. The stories I heard about Magic City did not do justice to being an experience of it all. I looked around and took it all in. Magic City was not only the spot for ordinary people, but politicians, athletes, and entertainers all went there to be seen, and some were in full effect tonight. I had never seen so many rappers and entertainers, many famous, which I need not mention. With Magic City being a staple in Atlanta for years, it significantly impacted the culture in Atlanta. The club owner went out of his way to create a fantastic nightly experience for all of his patrons. You walk in and the hottest DJs are spinning the newest sounds. It's also known that strip clubs determine the music we hear every day on the radio. So while the hottest sounds play, the women strip while men throw money everywhere. There were strippers, gorgeous strippers, and cash all over the place. Sexy waitresses served hot wings and plenty of bottles were popped all over the place. I swear, it felt like I was in a music video. There were private VIP areas where men smoked cigars laced with the chronic while the women put on a show of their lives. I looked around. I took in the atmosphere and thought it was all surreal. I watched the women dance in different levels of undress as they seduced their customers. It was a lot to take in. Jaquan looked around and smiled. I could tell he was impressed as well. We sat down at our reserved table and ordered drinks. A cute little light-skinned girl with tattoos covering her body showed up at our table. She wore a red lace thong bikini with a net overlay wrapped around her waist. A bottle of Dom, courtesy of the house, for your reserved seating. Jaquan looked over at her and smiled and admired her. He then looked over at me with an embarrassment. I smiled back and looked at her in approval. Looked at him. I gave him the okay to admire her beauty. She looked to be in her mid-20s. Jaquan said, "Thank you, shorty. You know red is my favorite color." "Is that right?" "Yeah. Cute little red bone and my favorite color. Thick in all the right places, too. That's what's up." "Is there anything else I can get you? Perhaps some ones to make this night a little more eventful?" "Now that's what I'm talking about right there. Let's start with a stack." "Make it two." Jaquan looks at me and smiles. "Oh shit, look at you. Two stacks coming right up. Did you want to start a tab?" "Oh, for sure." He handed her his credit card. Redbone walked away. And Jaquan looked over at me and smiled. "Baby." I smiled. "Yes, Jaquan." "Redbone was fine, right?" "I must admit, she is gorgeous." "But you know what? She ain't got nothing on you, babe. You like fine wine. You get sexier with age." I smiled. "Thank you, baby." We picked up the glasses that Redbone had previously filled with Dom. We toasted to the night ahead and what was about to go down. As the DJ played the music, I felt the effects of the X and the bottle Jaquan ordered. I swear, there were songs I had never even heard before. The crowd was hyped and the ladies twerked their asses to the beat of the music. I looked over at Jaquan, who was admiring the thicker dancers with tiny waists and huge deer ears and titties. Dollar bills rained in the air from all over the club, and the ladies did tricks on the floor as they collected their reward. Jaquan said, "Babe, can you move like that?" "A little." "I used to dance in high school, so I'm sure I could pick up some of those moves." "Is that a fact?" "Oh, hell yeah. Good thing I got a room. You can give me a private show tonight." "All you got to do is say the word. And baby, I'll show you moves you ain't never seen before." Stay tuned for the ending after Sex Talk with Jaylana. The sex of it all. Sex. S-E-X. One word. But it's powerful as hell. You know what I mean? Sex is a word that people love to do. People love to engage in. But nobody wants to talk about. Sex is also a word, you know, that if you like to talk about it, or if you have anything going on centered around that word, you are labeled a freak, a pervert, a hoe, all of those things. The sex of it all. I don't understand what the problem is when it comes to sex and sexual culture. You know what I mean? You know, most of us engage in it in some capacity from the time that our sexuality is awakened, whether it's awakened, you know, in a natural way or an unnatural way, it's there. And it's something that you can't suppress. Sex is a natural, innate part of who you are. And it's something that has to be expressed, right? So why are we scared to talk about it? Why are we scared to talk about sex? Why are we scared to engage in it? I mean, I believe in engaging in safe sex and having, you know, safe sexual partners. And that even is whatever it means to you. You know what I mean? You know, I've met people who don't like to use condoms. I mean, I personally don't like having sex with, you know, condoms myself. I'm gonna be honest, but that means that my sexual practices have to be more safe. So that means if I don't like having sex with condoms, I can't have sex with 100 different people without a condom. You know what I mean? So I've got to be more selective in that aspect. So there's that, you know, but the sex of it all, why are we afraid of it? What is it about sex that causes us, like, on television? I mean, we're getting to the point where we're a little bit more open. You know, back when I was growing up, you couldn't see a man's dick on TV. You could see a woman's breast. You wouldn't be able to see her vagina. You wouldn't be able to see any of that kind of stuff on television. And so now we are getting to a point where we're seeing a little bit more. But what, you know, us, and that's another thing. There's a difference between sex and porn. Seeing a naked body does not make it pornography. I just think that there are so many fine lines, you know, when it comes to the sex of it all. And for those who are against pornography, obviously, the ones who are against pornography probably are not listening to my podcast anyway, because some people have labeled my shit porn. And for me, it's just short, sexy stories, stories about sexual encounters that I know that people enjoy, right? But it's labeled porn. But my thing is, if we all had a healthy mindset about sex and sexuality, there probably would not be such a high demand for pornography, because everybody would be able to be free in their own sexuality, knowing who they are. That makes sense. The sex of it all. Why is sex so taboo? We got to get better. We got to get better at expressing ourselves sexually. We got to get better at not being weirded out at sexuality. And then some of y'all weirdos, I'm just going to be honest, some of y'all weirdos sexually need to get better at not weirding people out sexually. I think that that's the problem. There's some people who are so sexually reserved, and then there are some people who are super ultra hypersexual, and nobody's finding a common ground. The sex of it all. I've not met one person who has not ever enjoyed having sex. Anybody who's had sex has had at least one enjoyable sexual encounter. So why are we shunning it? Why are we ashamed of it? The sex of it all. All you got to do is say the word, and baby, I'll show you moves you ain't never seen before. And that night, I did just that. When we got back to the hotel room, I set the atmosphere by dimming the lights in the hotel room and lighting candles. We were still high off the events from Magic City, the drugs and the alcohol. I turned on my Fuck Me playlist that began with Inside by Jacquees and told Jaquan to sit in the middle of the floor. Jaquan did as instructed, and I began to dance seductively in circles around him. I took off my dress. Jaquan looked up and smiled. I walked around him seductively and leaned in for a kiss. Our tongues danced in cadence, and I could feel the sensations all over my body begin to awaken. I withdrew and began dancing again. This time, I took off my bra. Jaquan licked his lips in approval and started massaging my legs and thighs as I swayed to the music. Finally, I took my panties off and got on my knees. As Jaquan looked at my naked body in appreciation, I gyrated to the music. I swayed seductively to the left and the right and got on all fours. Then moved my ass in a twerk-like manner, and Jaquan slapped my cheeks as the music played. Let me massage the pussy. Let me massage the pussy. Let me massage the pussy. Blasted through the speakers, and Jaquan took his hands and explored my body. He turned me over, and I obliged. Jaquan's hands reached up for my twins, massaged my nipples with his thumbs, and I moaned. Damn, you got some big-ass titties, he said. And I looked into his eyes as he continued to massage. That shit felt so good. Jaquan leaned in, and his mouth gave my girls the attention they deserved. He sucked my nipples lightly, and I moaned. He took the one in his mouth, licked it, and I exhaled. He turned his attention to the right one and did the same. Boo Boo Kitty was getting moist, and I wanted him to taste her. I grinded my hips into him as he continued to suck on my twins. I could feel his manhood growing, and my clit flickered in anticipation of the pleasure he was about to give me. Jaquan began to grind with me, and I wanted him to put all 9 inches inside me. I was so turned on that Boo Boo Kitty's juices were overflowing. Jaquan began kissing my body slowly. As he ventured lower, he showered kisses on my midsection, legs, and thighs. I moaned in pleasure. Jaquan brushed my lips lightly with his tongue and tasted my wetness. I exhaled again with a sigh of relief. He licked my love box in a frenzy. Boo Boo Kitty purred. I said, damn, baby, lick this pussy. He looked up and said, this pussy tastes so good, then returned to his feast. Jaquan pulled my lips apart and licked my center. She rose to attention. He put my clit in his mouth and sucked it, took it back out and licked it. He took his tongue and swirled my center like candy. My legs began to shake. I said, oh, I'm coming. And Boo Boo Kitty's juices exploded everywhere. Jaquan got up to unbuckle his pants. I reached up in a sex-crazed frenzy to help him. As he stood to release his designer jeans, I massaged his rock-hard penis from the inside. Jaquan's pants fell to the floor, and I massaged his massive cock. He moaned. I smiled as I looked at that beautiful chocolate. I took my mouth and licked it like a lollipop, licked him from the bottom to the top and all along the edges. I took all of him in my mouth slowly, and he gasped, took him in and out of my mouth. I licked the tip of his shaft. I tasted a little bit of his pre-release and massaged his twins as his shaft bounced in and out of my mouth. Jaquan said, damn, baby, take all this dick. I took it out of my mouth and said, yes, daddy, as I licked the tip and went up and down along his shaft. Jaquan grabbed my face as I put his manhood in my mouth. Jaquan moved his lips in tandem with my mouth. I sucked and slobbered. Jaquan moaned. I added more saliva and sucked as he pounded my face. I made blow sounds, and the wetness of my mouth intensified the sensation, and Jaquan moaned louder. I sucked and blew as he pounded. He moaned again. As his manhood explored my throat cavity, I began to choke. He pounded harder, and I gagged. He yelled, "Fuck! I'm about to come!" Jaquan released his goodness in my mouth, and I took in his soul. I pulled Jaquan to the floor and got on top of him. I wanted this man inside me. I wanted to devour him. I looked deep in his eyes as I sat down on his shaft. His dick felt so intense inside my boo-boo kitty. I looked down at him as I bounced up and down slowly. Jaquan's hands gripped my hips and stroked in tandem with my sway. Our eyes locked as the pleasure of every single stroke filled my vagina. I moaned and said, "Damn, baby, your dick is so amazing." He said, "Nah, baby, it's this pussy." He grabbed my twins and began to suck. I leaned forward and gave him a better access. As he sucked, I rode, and our pleasures were intensified. As he sucked my nipples, Boo Boo Kitty began to flicker. "Damn, daddy, this feels so good. I love this pussy. Give me those big ass titties." Jaquan began to suck again. "Oh, baby, don't stop. It feels so good," I said as I continued to bounce up and down on a shaft. I picked up the speed and the feeling intensified. Jaquan matched my cadence. Boo Boo Kitty flickered and I changed speeds again. As Jaquan sucked, he matched my energy. "Give me this pussy." "Yes, daddy, yeah." Jaquan moved faster and I matched him. He grabbed my hips and lifted my body up in the air. I had no control. Jaquan pounded faster and harder, harder and faster. I yelled, "Ah!" The creamy wetness flowed from Boo Boo Kitty like a waterfall. Jaquan yelled, "Ah! I'm coming!" And just like that, Jaquan released again, this time inside me. I collapsed next to the man on my bed. My man. Yes, my man. I believe this man child was my man. Jaquan reached over and cuddled me. I chuckled to myself at the thought of him being my man. It didn't matter though, because I was happy. Yeah, I had finally gotten back to happy. I smiled at that thought, and Jaquan and I fell into a deep sleep peacefully in each other's arms. The following day, we headed back to the beach house, packed our things, and headed back towards my condo and our future reality. What was our reality? We were a couple, but what did all that mean anyway? Would we date and then move in? Was this all too soon? Should I even be thinking about any of all this? I quieted my mind for a little bit. I decided to live in the moment and enjoy this man child of mine. He was fun, and my life could use a lot of that, especially with everything I had been through. I nibbled his neck and held him tight on the ride all the way back home. Are you looking for a sweet escape from your reality? Chaylana definitely has a story to tell. Two novels, Getting Back to Happy, The Chronicles of Tabby, and Almost Happy, The Chronicles of Tabby. Both urban escapes so thrilling, they'll both leave you satisfied for the next journey, which is Naughty Tales. Almost Happy, The Chronicles of Tabby. Coming soon, May 15th, 2023. Her podcast, Naughty Tales and Toy Stories, is an urban sexual treat. Toy Stories, when Sex in the City meets Sausage Party. And Naughty Tales, sweet, sexy stories that'll tuck you in at night. So come, take this journey with Jaylana Stevette and see what she has to offer. Because she's sexy, she's sassy, and she's a whole motherfucking vibe. Hola, mommies and poppies. It's your girl, Jaylana Stevette. And you know how we do? We give a huge thank you for all of our listeners tuning in around the world. Ladies and gents, we are up to 56 countries. Meow, meow. We had a few additions over the past few weeks while I was taking a break, but no worries. This hot new episode is available. And again, everybody who is listening and tuning in, I challenge you, if you're loving what you hear, and I see my followers are increasing on Spotify as well, so I know that you're loving what you're listening to, so I challenge you to tell two people that you know so that this amazing podcast can continue to grow, okay? And okay. Well, first, before I get into the thank yous, I want to give y'all the top 10 episodes that are being listened to on the podcast. Meow, meow. The Erotic Massage is always, it's been at number one forever, y'all. The Doubleheader, The Man Child. Ooh, Come Through the Back Door. The most recent one, Come Through the Back Door, is at number four. Stacy and the Men in 2G, Between Friends, an Urban Erotic Tale, Southern Hospitality, a Witty Erotic Tale, Introduction to Johnson, which is an excerpt from the first book, Getting Back to Happy, The Chronicles of Tabby, Bored and Stella, and Fully Blown. Yeah, so those are the top episodes that are being tuned into. And so I want to thank all of my listeners that are tuning in on Spotify and on the web browser, Victor Reader, Apple Podcasts, iHeartRadio, CastBox, Google Podcasts, and everywhere else that you are listening. And it looks like most of my audience are still the men, meow, but the women are increasing their listenership. I love it. I love it. So we've got about 73% of the men listening and 20% of the women, 1.4% non-binary, and 4.8 non-specified. Y'all, we got my largest audience is ages 35 to 44. Meow, meow. And then right up underneath you are the 28s to 34. Then it's the 45s to 59. So I love the fact that I'm turning each and every one of you on. So again, if tell two people that you know, so that this amazing podcast will grow. I want my listeners listening everywhere. I don't care if you're in prison, listen to this podcast, pick up the book, pick up the audio book. I don't care. I want my audience to continue to grow and listen to these sexy stories that I'm putting on Naughty Tales. But anywho, I want to thank all of my listeners in the United States, in Australia, in India, the United Kingdom, Canada, Japan, New Zealand, Indonesia, Germany, China, Nigeria, the United Arab Emirates, the Netherlands, the Philippines, Malaysia, South Africa, Kuwait, Sudan, Romania, Israel, South Korea, Brazil, Malta, Spain, Portugal, Taiwan, Ireland, Pakistan, the Hashemite Kingdom of Jordan, Turkey, Iraq, Italy,
Puerto Rico, Switzerland, Hungary, Singapore, Kenya, Norway, Russia, Belgium, Afghanistan, Sri Lanka, Iceland, Denmark, Chile, Latvia, Thailand, Macedonia, Slovenia, Sweden, Hong Kong, Mexico, Austria, Peru, Poland, and Finland. Y'all! So Austria, Peru, Poland, Finland, and Kenya are all five new countries that have started tuning in. And like I said, I think we're up to 56, y'all. So I want to thank y'all. Again, your love and support and listenership means every fucking thing to me. So I'm going to continue to create these short, amazing, sexy stories. So in 2 weeks, I got another episode for y'all. So I love you, sexy kittens. Meow.